WA8KIM repeater wires X net will start in 5 minutes. Connecting wires X2CQ America now. WA8KIM repeater Eagle Michigan PL 100 Hertz. Good evening. The time is 8 o'clock. This is the 444.275 repeater, WA8KIM.
I heard another node trying to make contact. Or I saw it on the screen. This is K0ORK.
K0LDO, standing by for someone to assume net control.
WA8KIM repeater.
K0ORK K92 K0ORK. I just forgot that it's Saturday night and it would be on the net. So my mistake, Chris.
Not a problem. You know what else? It's a guy who usually does it. Not going to go around tonight. I didn't know if you wanted to. You know, you and your fine net control capabilities. I'm not in a position to do it, so if you wanted to do it, I don't know. But, anyway, the guy who usually does it is not going to be here tonight. Thank you.
No, I've never listened to the net, so I don't know their script or anything. So I guess I will decline, or I've never listened all the way through.
Yeah, I don't think there's a specific script. You basically go around the country collecting traffic, no traffic, just they have traffic that are common to see what it is. And, it's better than nothing.
This is K0LDO. I'm going to be clear of the net.
Anyone know when the software update from Yaesu is supposed to come out? KC0ITF.
Okay, S2, WR7 AGT, Montana.
WA8KI.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Chuck K04K, and I just got asked to kind of fill in as net control. I've never done it before, so you'll have to put up with any faux pas that I make. I generally run the FusionNet for W0MVT, St. Paul, Minnesota, and I will start taking check-ins. Actually, let's ask for any announcements for the net this evening. Any announcements for the FusionNet? Well, good evening, everyone. This is Chuck, K0RK. I heard that there was a lack of control operator tonight, and I decided I'll try my hand. I generally run the net control for the W0MDT net in Moundsview, Minnesota. Are there any announcements for the net this evening?
Okay, now we've got the module printed again. So whatever happens there, it caused the software to unload. But you're there now. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, we're in the room and it's working. So I don't think the net started, but you're making it through. Thanks for the help.
Yeah, fine, Grant. If you want to, if we can, give me some kind of a phone number or something like that. We'll chat about it. But anyway, it's working just fine. Something just changed. Yeah.
Hi, QSL. Yeah, I'll connect to you directly later on and pass our information. But I'll let's stand by for the net because there's probably like 100 people plus listening in 5YX. Okay, this is Chuck, K0HORK. I was just informed that there was no net control available, and I will try my hand. I generally run the net control for the FusionNet in Moundsview, Minnesota. So hopefully somebody will hear this and get back to me and let me know that I'm getting on to the net.
Montana, WR7AGT. Hey, Zero, I think it's a copying fine. It seems that there's not much more commentary for the net. The only piece that I've seen was one rumor from the Yahoo to mention the software for the end of the month. So that's all that's there. Otherwise, the net seems rather quiet. We can keep the air clear.
Well, thank you very much for the reply, BK2PSF. This is Chuck K04K. And realize we're starting late, and I don't know the script or anything like that. So there were some comments on the software update, and does anybody else have any information on that they want to pass along? All right, hearing nothing there, I will start with the general check-in portion. I know that they do that. So looking for check-ins from number one. Check-ins from number one. All right, nothing heard in number one. How about number two? Anybody from United States Section 2? Since I'm not getting anything from any of the numbers, or at least yet. How about anybody anywhere if wants to check in? Just have your voice heard on the FusionNet. Please come now.
Kilo 8, Whiskey Fox, Lima, Cleveland, Ohio, no traffic.
Kilo Bravo, Zero, Alpha, Denver, Colorado.
WR7ATT, Montana, nothing.
KC0ITF, Jason LaHunter, Colorado.
Kilo 5, Victor Oscar, Papa, Little Alpha.
WA8KI.
Kilo Fox 4, Hotel Romeo, North Carolina. NV2Z, Dan, Eastern Washington.
Kilowatt 7 Delta, Romeo Alpha, Wyoming, no traffic.
KG0 ZWB, Andover, Minnesota, no traffic.
Alright, thank you for check-ins. I didn't start typing in here on no traffic, so I'm going to start from the top. If you don't have any traffic, just come back and say so. I have, let's go with this, VK2 PSF. You were the first one that answered, and you had a little comment about the software, and nobody was there. They're still listening. I want you to come back.
Yeah, net control, VK2, PSF. I'm, like everybody else, eagerly awaiting for the news of the upgrade. The interesting comments last week or so about the requirement for special cables is obviously going to slow things down a little bit. So at the moment, I only saw one note recently in the Yosu group, the Yahoo group, the Yosu stuff, referring to the end of the end of December, but nothing formal has been coming back from Chris or anyone else. So I think we'll just have to sit very tight on this issue. Thanks very much for the call back, VK Super Seth. We'll be standing by.
Thank you very much for checking into the net, and I guess my personal opinion is I would rather have them do it a little later and do it right. But that's my personal opinion. Next up I have the last three letters of the call sign are SAT, and I know I messed up the call sign beginning.
KV5SAT, that's okay. Good afternoon, everyone. I don't have no traffic.
Thank you very much for coming back to me. Can you tell me what city you're from? I'd kind of like to write that down anyway.
HL, hotel.
Thank you very much. Next up I have Kilo 8, WFL, your turn.
Yeah, Kilo 8, Whiskey Fox, Lee, my name is Tim, Tango India Mike, Cleveland, Ohio, no traffic.
Thank you, Tim from Cleveland, it's good to hear you. Next up would be Kilo Bravo, Zero Alpha Bravo, I think.
No, that was Kilo Bravo Zero Alpha. No Bravo at the end there. Just four characters. Yeah, just got the node up this week, experimenting with it, and then we will link it with our DR1X repeater initially as a interface node, and then as everyone's talking about the software, once we get that up, we'll put the wires box directly on the repeater. So kind of getting it on the air. Other than that, no traffic. Name here is Brian. Bravo, Romeo, Yankee, Alpha, November. Back to you, KB08.
All Thank you, Brian. Appreciate the talk on that, and good to hear that you got the node up and running. Next up, I have WR7 from Montana, but I really messed up the call sign, so that might not even be close. Well, not close enough. So I'm going to move on. I have KC0ITF, your turn.
Good evening, everybody in the net. I guess not too much of business, perhaps just an observation. I guess getting some clarification from a division, Rocky Mountain division ahead here, in, you know, out west here, and asking about the upcoming national parks on the air, and since the rules are kind of vague in their wording, I did ask whether or not wires or D-star would be allowed, and I guess they don't care much for these systems in the contest, so I guess that makes it kind of tough for those people who just have minimal sit-ups there, since you have to make at least 10 QSOs to be qualified as an activator, so that's too bad, I guess, but I guess that's the way they want to run their little shindig there next year. So that's it for me. So KC0ITF.
Well, thank you very much for the National Parks on the Air update. I did not know that Warriors and D-Star would not be allowed, but that's good to know. Alright, switched back to DN here and locked it down so I shouldn't change. Next up on my list would be 205 VOP.
Sorry about that, I got some feedback. 205 VOP, first tell me if I'm getting feedback still or not.
You are sounding fine on this end, sir.
Oh, okay. K5 VOP for the net. Thank you. Sorry about that. Get some feedback. I don't have anything really for the net, but just try to check in as often as I can through my node here. Wondering if anyone's on, if this is always only digital, if anyone ever does connect to analog, if anyone has information on that later. K5 VOP back to net.
W-A-8-K-I-M repeater.
All right, I wrote it down in my notes here, and when we get to asking questions, I will make sure that that one gets asked. Next up on our list would be Kilo Fox 4, Hotel Romeo.
KF4HR, Butch in Belhaven, North Carolina, right along the Intercoastal Waterway. Just a couple comments. Person that asked about analog, I am running analog at the moment. Glad to answer any questions I can after the net. I'm interested in anybody that's running a DV4 Mini and how that may interface into Wires X. Just curious. I don't know anything about it. So, and also, like everyone else, just waiting on the word from Yazoo about new software upgrades. Back to net control. KF4HR.
Comment.
A little slow on my typing skills here. What was your question about Wires X?
Yeah, I was just curious if anyone is running the DV4 Mini dongle on Wires X, if that's even possible or feasible, and if they did, how they did it. I'm just starting to look into that device and curious what it does. KF4HR.
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
This is November 5, Yankee X-Ray. Yeah, actually, I've linked the CQ America room to the America Link room with the help of W4ECZ, and we're using two DV4 minis, and we're using a DV4 mini network as a hub, or that's actually where we're joining the two rooms. So everything that's being heard in CQ America is also being heard in America Link. So it's a pretty neat device that allows you to connect your repeaters and digital, or connect rooms and nodes, and really have fun with the network. So we're actually using it as we speak. Back to the net control and 5WAX. And basically how we're doing it is just using a simplex frequency on both the DV4 mini and the node radio. In my case, I'm using 446.025 and on both radios, and when one receives, the other transmit, and vice versa. So they just talk to one another. It's extremely easy to use. Back to net control and 5WAX.
And 5YX, Grant, thank you very much for coming in with that information. It was very appreciated to everybody. And if you want to hang around afterwards, maybe Butch can get a hold of you and get some further information, or you guys can use each other's QRZ page to get back to one. Anything else from you, Butch?
No, I appreciate it, Grant. I'll check back with you either after the next day or over on your over in your room. KF4HR, thank you.
All right, next up on my list was Kilo 7 DRA. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Kilowatt 7 Delta Romeo Alpha.
Yep.
Name is Dave, in Wyoming, Rock Springs, Wyoming to be exact. Good to hear that, Grant. I'll have to keep my ears up. I also run two DC4 minis. And one on C4FM and one on DMR, and they work really great. And that's interesting how you got yours linked together.
Okay, Matt, nothing for the net. Thank you very much for picking it up tonight, and glad somebody did that.
So back to net control, this is C7DRA. Go ahead.
Thank you, Dave, and it has been 10 minutes. This is Chuck, K0 Hurricane. I know you can all see all my call sign on your screens, but staying legal with the FCC. Next up would be November Victor 2 Zulu. Go ahead. Dave, nothing heard there. On to KD0 ZWE. This is probably going to be the closest one to my house this evening. Go ahead, Mark. All right, nothing from Mark. So, that ends my list of check-ins. Anybody else interested in checking in, now's your chance. Well, I'll get your full call sign when it comes up on the screen, I guess.
November 2, Kilo, Bravo, Kilo, West Central Florida, no traffic. Thank you for picking up.
Kilo India 6 Zulu Hotel Delta, David in Santa Clara, California, no traffic.
Kilo Alpha 7 Whiskey Zulu Mike, Chuck in Rock Springs, Wyoming.
Kilo Mike 4, November Sierra India, G named Matthews, North Carolina, no traffic.
November 9, Papa Oscar Juliet, Terre Haute, Indiana, no traffic.
All right, I've got a few of them there. I've got two that might have traffic. I have KA7, Whiskey Zulu Whiskey. Go ahead.
KA7,
Okay, no traffic from Chuck. Next up would be K0ANM. Ann, go ahead.
Good morning, or good evening, I guess I should say. I'm fairly close to Chuck. I'm here in the metro area, and I just wanted to say hi to everyone across the nation. It's sure great to hear from all of you. Back to you, Chuck, K0ANM.
Thank you, Ann. Appreciate that. Good to hear a voice I know. And that ends the people that had not said no traffic. So anybody else interested in checking in, please come now. So with that amazing amount of quietness, just fill in with a couple things we have. First off, we're still waiting on the ASUS software update. And clarification from the National Parks on the air, wires X and D star will not be allowed. And we had a question that somebody came along and asked, is anybody using analog connections? And let's go to the analog connections. Then there was one gentleman that came back and said that he was using it, and one that wanted to know more, which I think it would be K5 VOP. Do you have any specific questions?
K5VLP. No, I appreciate it, and thanks for the comeback. Who was the analog? I just wanted to hear it as it pertained to this server with, or this node with all the digital. Thanks again. K5VLP, back to that.
All right. Answered that question as quick as we could. So anyone, anywhere interested in checking in, please do so now.
November 5, Yankee X-Ray.
November 5, Yankee X-Ray. Grant, go ahead.
I don't really have any traffic for the net, but I did want to make a comment that I think it is possible to use a DV4 Mini to get your digital 440 repeater on the AC network successfully. So a lot of guys are experimenting with it, so it's a fun little toy. And I, so far, highly recommend it. I don't have any affiliation with them, but I'm having a good time playing with it, so. Back to net, N5 Wax.
K7DRE with a copy.
Alright, last call for chickens on the Fusion Net. Please come now. Hearing none, thank you all for joining us this evening, and we'll put the control back on to normal function. Everybody have a very good evening. This is Chuck Kayser with 4K, and I'll be clear.
Thanks for filling in, Chuck. N5 Wax.
Yep, much appreciated, Chuck. Can't fix any shelter.
K0ORK, this is K0ANM.
K0ANM, K0-4K.
Just a heads up, you might get two or three folks emailing you, etc. I was at Radio City today and ran into WB0NIU Eric from Winona. Had to call, sorry about that. He is someone that I have known for years. I got my ticket in Winona, and they just moved all their Winona amateur radio club stuff over to Fusion. They've got a DR1X, whatever it is, the repeater. And if you go to w0ne.org, you'll learn more about it. He did not know anything about our Fusion Network, et cetera, up here. He's very interested. He's a trustee. His daughter right now lives in Plymouth, although she may be moving to another suburb. And he said he would try to get hold of folks at GamingTamOperator.org. And he's very excited about all the opportunities. Pardon me, that Fusion brings. Also, I talked to another fella, M0KEW. He lives in Maplewood, but apparently travels for work to Omaha. And he was trying out his brand new 400, didn't know if it would work, and I happened to get the call, so I spoke with him for a while. And then one of the fellas from California that is in the South Cal Link Room, a NM0K came on and talked to me a little bit too. So there's all sorts of exciting things going on, and just wanted to keep you tuned in. K0A.
You're doing the job of a social director, so appreciate you giving everybody the heads up there. Yeah, just before the net, Chris called me and said, hey, you know, there's no net control for this evening. Can you do it? Well, just as he said that, I had just taken all the wires off of everything except my 991 here and was moving things around in the shack. You know how that goes. You got to do some cleaning and reorganizing, and that's what I did. And it was like, oh, I need to put everything back together, get on the net. But it worked. We did.
W-A-H-K.
Yes, and an awesome job, and I hear that CAA got his extra today. Good for him. I felt bad I wasn't there, but I had to do what I had to do. So I don't believe that there will be a change subject. I don't believe there will be a huge need for VEs on the 17th. I should be off work if they don't jerk me around again. I was supposed to work 1 to 5 all this week and all next week, and then they changed the schedule on short notice, and I had to go in at 4 a.m. yesterday and then be back at 9 this morning, so I didn't get the VE. It may be the same deal in January. Not sure on that one yet, but I'm sure glad you and I'm losing it. The other folks that were there, the guy with the box, Hank, losing his call. But anyway, I know who I'm trying to say. And you do a yeoman's work here on this, you and Chris and a few of the other fellows. So thank you again.
Very good, Ann. As long as we're going to keep up the local talk, I'm going to pull up Wires X and I'm going to drop the link to the national group here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you had. I wouldn't have babbled on about local talk. I apologize. K0, ANN clear.
Connect.
connecting wire sex.
W-A-8-K-I-M repeater. AK4PY link disconnected. UA8KIM repeater. WA8KIM repeater. WA8KIM repeater. WA8KIM repeater. UA8KIM repeater. WA8KIM repeater. WA8KIM repeater. WA8KIM repeater. Wires X net over. Disconnecting wires X from CQ America now.